Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The debate over evaluating Massachusetts public school teachers takes center stage today. The State Board of Education is scheduled to vote on a proposed new teacher evaluation system. Among other things, the new system would require teacher evaluations to include student standardized test scores. Joining us to talk about this is Lisa Famularo. She's research director at the Rennie Center for Education Research and Policy. She also served on the state task force that came up with the new system. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
The main change here, as we said, is using student performance to gauge how effective teachers are. Is that the main change, or can you summarize basically how this is different from the current system of evaluating teachers?
Yes. Using student test scores, not just test scores, but just student performance in general, is perhaps the biggest change in the evaluation system. Prior to this, teachers were just judged based on their performance in the classroom, so observations of their instruction, as well as some other indicators as to how well they were doing in terms of their teaching practice. So I would say that is the most significant change, is incorporating how well students are doing.
There's been a lot of debate about this. Some folks said, for example, what about those areas where there are not standardized tests? And it's my understanding that there will be a test devised to evaluate teachers in those sort of non-MCAS standardized test areas. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. One of the things that the task force spent a lot of time talking about was whether or not it was appropriate to use standardized test scores, and if so, to what extent they would be used, as well as what to do with the majority of teachers which teach a subject that is not currently tested by MCAS.
Now, student performance, the big question, of course, is how do you measure student performance? Because one student's performance is obviously very different than another's. And we're not saying that everyone needs to get an A necessarily, but then you get into that gray area of what's a good performance for what student. Do you think you've resolved that question successfully?
I think that there are some of the details that still need to be worked out, but I do think that the task force did a very good job in terms of being very thoughtful about how to do this, and it is a very challenging task. It's not something that's easy to figure out, but the general idea was that teachers would not be evaluated based on how individual students are doing. It would be in aggregate, how are all of their students doing? And when I say how are their students doing, what we felt was important as a task force was to look at student growth. So what kind of progress have the students made from the time they set foot in that particular teacher's classroom until the end of the year with that same teacher?
How will changing evaluations actually improve teaching? Can you give a concrete example of that?
Well, that was really the hope and the primary goal of this, of the work of the task force. Everyone believed that it was not worthwhile to revamp the current evaluation system if it wasn't going to lead to changes in teaching and learning. And so we tried to incorporate a lot of components into the process that would encourage that. And I would say that the main example of that is teacher reflection and teacher self-evaluation. That is a component that everyone agreed was very important. And so by having teachers have an active role in the evaluation and allowing them to reflect on their practice and bring to the table their own evidence of how well they are doing and have them participate in talking about their areas for growth, that to me is probably the best example of how this new system will enable teachers to do a better job. So while we have prescribed a framework for the evaluation, when it comes down to the implementation at the school and district level and even at the individual level, there is a lot of leeway to do what is best for that particular teacher, given his or her strengths and weaknesses and the professional judgment of the person who is doing the evaluation.
All right. Lisa Famularo is research director at the Rennie Center for Education Research and Policy, which is based in Cambridge. Lisa, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.